The sitcom Schitt's Creek ended last night after six seasons. Now, most good TV shows have fans, but Schitt's Creek fans are on another level. Here's Glenn Weldon of NPR's Pop Culture Happy Hour podcast.
Look, no spoilers. Schitt's Creek airs on Pop TV here in the States, but it didn't become the phenomenon it has until people found its early seasons on Netflix. The sixth and final season that concluded last night hasn't hit Netflix yet, so we'll be careful here, because this show's fans are hardcore. They dress up as their favorite characters, they make YouTube supercuts of their catchphrases.
Ew, David!
Ew.
Ew, David.
Last year, they filled 4,000-seat theaters just to watch its stars sit and talk about it in a live show that toured the States.
She plays my best friend Stevie Budd on...
It might seem odd that people would get so rabidly excited about a show that's so small, so gentle, so Canadian, but it's that gentleness, the way it allows its characters to grow into slightly better versions of themselves, that people fell in love with. Certainly, the show's setup wasn't unique, your basic fish-out-of-water story. A rich family loses everything and is forced to move to their only remaining asset.
You bought a small town in 1991, Johnny.
Yes, I bought that as a joke for my son.
Wait, you actually purchased that town?
They wound up living in a rundown motel. David, the brittle, condescending son, played by co-creator Dan Levy, began his new life in Schitt's Creek by snapping at Stevie, the motel clerk.
I have asked you thrice now for a towel, so that I may wash this town off my body.
But then gradually something happened. David met and fell in love with a local, Patrick, a sweet, closeted businessman. Their relationship was depicted matter-of-factly because Schitt's Creek was set in a world without homophobia. In a behind-the-scenes special airing after last night's finale, Levy said he set out to depict a queer relationship unmarked by tragedy or struggle.
When someone who has opposing beliefs sits down in front of their TV and watches, we're not teaching them a lesson. We're showing them what life could be like.
The David-Patrick relationship is one reason the show has been so embraced by the queer community, but it's not the only one. Ladies and gentlemen, Catherine O'Hara.
In the lee of a picturesque ridge lies a small, unpretentious winery, one that pampers its fruit like its own babies. Hi, I'm Moira Rose.
Yes, family matriarch Moira Rose, faded celebrity, fruit wine spokesperson, wearer of wigs as hats, gay icon with a universal appeal. I know we said no spoilers, but the show's creators have made no secret about the fact that Schitt's Creek concludes with a wedding and some tearful departures. For six seasons, it was a series that managed to show its main characters staying true to who they were, even as they developed new layers of empathy and maintained a sense of self-awareness that kept things from getting too syrupy. Like the time David and Stevie, that motel clerk he yelled at in episode one, but then grew close to as the series progressed, confessed that neither of them had had a best friend before.
This would be a really sweet moment if what we had just admitted to each other wasn't so sad.
Actually, it's both sweet and sad, like the legacy that Schitt's Creek leaves behind. Glenn Weldon, NPR News.